Snoop and Dre came with the song Dre Day. They came with the song Dre Day. So I guess Easy had a little comeback that he wanted to do. And his album was actually already done. That EP, his song Dr. Dre 187 Killer, that album was already actually recorded and actually finished. But we started recording a new song called Real Compton City G's, or Real Motherfucking G's. And when we recorded that song, he put that song that it's on that album that was supposed to be the single. So he quickly erased that and made Real Compton City G's the single, because everybody was telling him that was the song to come back on Dre with. So yeah, that's how that happened. Like the first time we actually, after the songs came out or whatever, and all the little controversy was going on, you had the Vox channel where the video was being played every day. We actually got nominated for a Grammy for that song. So we was at the Universal Amphitheater, Universal City Walk or whatever. And this is the first time that Rufus and Death Row actually met up. And you know, after the song was out, and so it was a lot of tension in the air. And we walked into the thing, and Suge and all them was in there, Dre, all the Dog Pound, Nate Dogg, Daz, Corrupt, Snoop, and he even had the DOC with him. And then he had all his homeboys, all his blood homeboys. It was in there like 300 deep. It was only me, Easy, my brother Dreyster, two bodyguards, and one of the homeboys. Actually, Jim Bob, the dude who brought us to Easy. And you know, we was in there, we got into it, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had words, and Michael Conception, we all in the same gang, we put that project together. He seen us over there, like, getting into it, so we kind of stepped in. I was telling Suge, like, you know, it ain't gonna go down like that. And Suge was basically telling, because Suge actually came up to Easy and put his arm around him, and then they walked off, and Suge was, like, basically trying to threaten him a little bit. So me and my brother walked over there, Michael Conception seen us talking, Snoop mobbed up, and so Michael Conception was like, man, this ain't the time and place for that. So actually, when we went outside, we thought they was gonna try something. So we sent one of our homeboys back over here to watch, and he brought like 7 guns. You know what I'm saying? Brought the guns back, we all got a pistol. We stepped outside and we pushed up on Sugar and like, what y'all wanna do? We thought y'all wanted to do something, you know what I'm saying? So they kind of bowed it down, so we went our own way, they went their own way.